Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1285. In the writing is shir number 437. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about the halachas of when one has to make a bracha in the middle of a meal. So before we just continue in that, I just want to straighten out one thing which we spoke about a short while back. And that is, we previously spoke about the fact that if one wants to start eating at home, whereby they wash for bread, and then they plan on going to a different location, they would not have to make a bracha on the main staple foods in the second location, including the drinks, which is what we spoke about a while back. Now, we mentioned the fact that there are two main conditions. In truth, there's really more than two conditions. There's something else which we were remiss in mentioning. So I just want to go through it again. So the first condition is one, again, what's the case? I washed at home and I would like to start the meal at home and continue by my friend's house, maybe continue in Shul Shalosh Seudos or something like that. But the bottom line is I started the meal at home and I want to just continue in a different location. So the first condition is one has to make sure that they eat a kazayis in the first location. Right? In other words, where I wash, where I made the hamotzi, I have to make sure that I eat a kazayis over there to establish that place. L'chatchila, one should preferably try and eat an egg's worth, right? We spoke about in the past that the second kazayis is for the bracha of al netilas yadayim. The first kazayis is for the meal itself. So it's lechatchila, you're supposed to eat an egg's worth. And because of the fact the second kazayis, as we spoke about in the past, in other words, an egg's worth is two kazayisim. The second kazayis is for the bracha of netilas sedaim. First kazayis is established for meal. Okay, so fine. So now the second thing, so that's the first thing which we said, and the right amount of time, it has to be done within 4 minutes, the first kazayis for sure, and then you have another 5 minutes moving up to the second kazayis. Now, as far as the second thing which one should make sure to have in mind, when they make the bracha of a motzi, they should have in mind that they want to finish the meal in the second location. When they actually make that hamotzi, have in mind, right, that I want to finish the meal in a different location. So that's another thing. The next item, which we failed to mention previously, was that one has to eat a meal of bread, matzah, or challah in the second location. One has to eat a piece of bread, not a meal. One has to eat a piece of bread, matzah, or challah in the second location. So that's a very important thing, which we did not talk about last time. We just said the fact, yeah, good, they have to have in mind when they made their motzi, fine. You have to make sure to eat a kazayis, or preferably two kazayis and a kebaya in the original location. But then now we're seeing another thing, which is what you need. You have to eat a piece of bread in the second location. It would not help in the second location. So somebody could say, well, I'll go to the other location. I'll eat a piece of cake. I'll eat some cookies. No, that's not going to help. One has to eat the bread, matzah, or challah, one of the five grains. It could be oats, spelt, whatever, right? In conjunction with all those halachas. But cake or cookies would not help. So that's an important thing to keep in mind when going to the other place. We spoke about the fact in the past also that it does have to be some sort of bread. Any one of the five grains. If in the second location one failed to eat matzah, bread, or challah, let's say they could, right? There was none. They went to the second location. Good. They're continuing on their meal, but there was nothing to eat as far as, you know, one of the five grains, challah, bread, or matzah. Then according to the halacha, one is supposed to return to the original location in order to bench. Because just keep in mind that if you can't eat some sort of bread, matzah, challah in the second location, then the other halachas of, you know, where you're supposed to bench fall into play. And where you're supposed to bench is at the end of the meal. And the end of the meal is considered where you basically ate the last piece of bread, right? The last piece of bread, which was at home. So technically, you would have to go back home to bench. I mean, at least lechatchila anyways. So it's important always to keep in mind that when doing this and going somewhere else to eat, to finish the meal, the middle of the meal, whatever the case is, just plain and simple, have in mind when you make that mosi, to go to the other place and make sure you eat as some sort of bread matzah challah in the other location. And it could, I do want to mention, it could be less than a kazayas also. Preferably to eat a kazayas, it's always good to eat a kazayas, but if not, if one ate less than a kazayas, it's brought down halacha, would still be fine. But it does have to be some sort of bread matzah or challah. And the cake and cookies would not help. And then, you know, then l'chatchila one would have to go back to the original location to bench. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, Baruch HaGoldav.